on Wednesday, 48 on Thursday, and Friday. Now we're going to look at a chance of rain and snow showers. Just a 50-50 shot at it, a high reaching just about 40 degrees. Saturday, we get up to 37 with some sunshine. Sunday, we get some sunshine and a high near 48. We're at actually 56 right now. I know I just said the high of 55, but we're at 56 right now in downtown Butler. I'm Tracy Morgan in the Next Tier Bank studios. Next Tier Bank, your hometown community bank. Your news time, just 12:30. Dave Malarkey's coming up next with It's Your Turn. Thanks for joining us, and have a good day.
And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey.
Well, hello there. Nice to have you with us on a Monday, March.
Hey.
Isn't it nice to have February in the rearview mirror?
Oh, yes.
Boy, you bet. Hey, we have a lot of guests with us on the program today, and we love it when we have a lot of people. Later on, we're going to be chatting with some members of the Butler Soroptimists. They have a big event coming up in the not-too-distant future. But first, our guests are from Knox Senior High School, where the curtain will go up this weekend on their spring musical. So let's say hello to our guests. First of all, Jennifer Bronder is a teacher at NOC and the director of the musical. Jen, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you again. Thank you.
Has a year gone by already?
Yes.
What's the show that the NOC students are going to be doing this weekend?
It's called Nice Work If You Can Get It. It's a newer show from 2012.
A newer show, but with some great old music from decades ago, huh?
Yes, George and Ira Gershwin music. So you'll hear fascinating rhythm, someone to watch over me. If not for me, let's call the whole thing off. So
good stuff.
Familiar music.
Yeah. Also with us are two members of the cast and one member of the Pitt Orchestra. Let's say hello to her, first of all, Stephanie Justy, who plays the clarinet, right, Stephanie?
That is correct.
Yeah. Have you played in the Pitt Orchestra for previous shows at NOC, previous musicals?
Yes, this is my fourth show with NOC. I've done 42nd Street, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, Oklahoma, and I'm currently doing Nice Work If You Can Get It.
And two members of the cast are with us as well, Dori Shearer. Hi, Dori, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
What part are you playing?
I'm playing the Duchess Estonia Dalworth.
Ooh, a duchess, huh?
Yes. Yeah, she was actually married off. She was an American heiress, and since the British aristocracy never has any money, she was married off for money.
An American married off as a duchess? Shades of Meghan and Harry.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Meghan Markle and Harry. Mm-hmm. Harry without a last name. What is his last name? Windsor, I guess.
Yeah. We'll go with that.
And also with us is Sam Thinnes. Sam, nice to meet you. Nice to have you here as well.
Yes, nice to be here.
And what part are you playing?
I am playing Senator Max Evergreen, the sibling and brother to the Duchess over here.
Also, the two of you, the characters that you play are...
They're brother and sister.
Yes. Yeah. And well, even backstage, we act like brothers.
Yeah, we do.
So the show is this weekend. Jen, how many performances?
Three performances, Friday and Saturday evening at 7:30 and Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Tickets still available?
Yes, in particular for Saturday and Sunday. Friday is close to sold out. You can get them at www.showticksforyou.com or by calling 1-866-967-8167. And you can always try the door as well.
You get nice support from everybody down in the Saxonburg area, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even from some other places, I would imagine, because there's a long history of great high school musicals at NOC.
Yes, I've been very lucky.
Back through the years. How long have you been directing the musical?
This is my 15th musical.
Get out!
Not, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I knew Don Orwalt, good friend of mine, yes. Who I don't know whether he was your immediate predecessor, but he directed the high school musicals at Knock for many, many years.
My He's dad actually, was under him.
Your dad, yeah.
Yeah. My He's, dad, Scott Shear, was under him.
So and he's planning him. To come Saturday, actually, to see the show.
Really?
Yes, he is.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Well, who wants to give me a nutshell explanation of the plot of this show?
What is the plot?
Dory's rolling her eyes. Is this one of those complex plots?
It is. There's lots of twists and turns, so try to open the scene. It's 1927 in Long Island, New York.
Oh, okay. So we're going back a ways.
Yes. Prohibition era. We have three bootleggers, Cookie McGee, Billy Bendix, and Duke Mahoney. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to get rid of 400 cases of gin that they can't sell. So Billy, which is our lead, Sammy Joe Barnes, she meets with James Winter, who just had his fourth bachelor party. He's getting married for the fourth time.
Maybe, or maybe more.
Yeah, maybe more. and she finds out that he has a Long Island penthouse that he never uses. So she stores all of the gin there. But then he and his new wife, Eileen Evergreen, Max's daughter, come to the penthouse and is just trying to hide the gin while Billy and Jimmy are falling in love. So there's a lot of plot-driven shenanigans.
Well, tell me, Sam, how does Senator Max Evergreen fit into this? Surely we don't have a U.S. senator that's involved with bootleg.
Well, my daughter, Eileen, is marrying James Winter, and I'm against, my character is against the prohibition. He's for prohibition. He's against alcohol and distribution of that. But, and he's just trying to enforce the law with his companion, Chief Barry. Mm-hmm. And they're going around, and that's whenever I introduce the Duchess over here, because she also doesn't like alcohol as well.
I'm the founder of the Society of Dry Women.
Every time I say Senator Evergreen, I think there's a character in a musical, an old, old musical called Of the I Sing. Mm-hmm. Jen's shaking her head. I didn't know whether you'd know that or not, whether you're too young for that. And it's Wintergreen, isn't it?
Wintergreen.
For president. Mm-hmm. He's running for president. Musical theater here at Butler did that years and years ago. I'm wondering if when they wrote this, they might have, maybe that's a little inside baseball joke about the name that they chose. So. Huh?
Yeah, definitely there are some nods to other things in musical theater throughout this, yeah.
So this, the idea for this show is relatively new. Mm-hmm. It was on Broadway, 7 or 8 years ago, something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, Matthew Broderick and Kelly O'Hara, Judy Kay, who played the Duchess, and Michael McGrath played Cookie. They both won Tonys for that.
Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, he played the James Winters part.
He's been one of the biggest stars on Broadway for the last 15 years or so. Mm-hmm.
And Kelly O'Hara won a Tony about 2 years ago for The King and I. So she's been around a while.
Judy Kay win for the
Judy
Duchess.
Kay won for the Duchess.
She won Best Supporting. Mm.
Mm-hmm. I think it's great that it's a relatively new musical, but utilizing some of these really old tunes from the Gershwins that go back to most of them is the 30s, I guess, right?
Yeah, and that's kind of a trend with even the Gershwin musicals. There was an American in Paris a couple years ago. And we at NOC did one called Crazy for You.
I was just
going to
say, Crazy for You was Gershwin, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's a totally different plot than what this is, and utilizes mainly different Gershwin songs, actually. This is outside of, I think, Someone to Watch Over Me. Most of the music in this is different Gershwin. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I really like is the scene change music is a lot of instrumental Gershwin music.
Yeah, I was going to say, within the scene change music, if you listen, you get to hear the underlying tones of Rhapsody in Blue. It filters throughout the entire musical. It's just that
Let me talk to you about that a little bit, Stephanie, because that's an interesting thing during a scene change when you've got a live orchestra. You have to kind of cover however long it takes to, the curtain comes down or the drop comes down, and while behind the scenes the stagehands are moving sets and props and everything else, you've got to cover until they're ready to roll again, right?
Yes, it's a very intricate process, and I think people might not believe that, but there is so much that goes into it, and you got to pay attention to everything. Mr. Hayden is keeping his eye on every little moving detail on stage while we're trying to figure out. Some days it goes faster, other days it goes longer, and you just have to roll with the punches and move with it. So
you just have to watch the director.
Yes.
Sometimes you go back and play something again that you already played.
Yes, trouble. We do. There's a lot of whispers that are thrown out, like, go back to this measure, repeat. So,
who's directing the orchestra?
That's Mr. Ricardo Hayden. He's our band director for the marching band, the pit orchestra, and our concert band that goes throughout the middle school and high school.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're a pretty talented clarinet player if you've been doing this for a while. Huh?
Thank you. Yeah, I've been playing the clarinet now for 9 years. Wow. Saying that out loud, like, it's crazy to me. But yeah, I've been playing the clarinet for 9 years. I've played it in marching band. I'm actually currently the drum major in our marching band, and I've played now for 4 years in the pit orchestra with it.
How big an orchestra do you have for this show?
Roughly. It's definitely one of our bigger orchestras. We have so many different parts within it. This is the first show I've done where we've needed multiple pianists. So I think the show calls for three, but we're only using two this year.
It's tough to get that many people in the pit.
Yeah. Mr. Hayden has a wonderful program. Two adults and the rest are students. I think there's 22 or 23 in the pit, and all but two are students. And Mr. Hayden has a really strong program. That Steph won't say this, but the Pit Orchestra has won the Mancini Award for Best Pit Orchestra for the last several years. Is it five?
Hoping for seven.
It's an incredibly talented Pit Orchestra led by a very talented conductor. So.
That's terrific. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's Mr. Ricardo, did you say it is?
Yeah, Mr. Hayden, yeah.
And he is a music teacher at the high school?
Yes, he's our 6th through 12th grade music instructor.
Are you entering the Mancini Awards again, the competition again this year?
We are again, yes.
Mm-hmm. How's that work? Do they send judges to watch whenever you're...
Yeah, they do. They'll send judges each night to watch the show.
Do you know when they're coming?
We do, because we have to set tickets aside, yes. We don't know who the judges are. We don't know their background or anything like that, but we know when they're
coming. Do they come in disguise, you know, like wearing mustaches and sunglasses?
Probably.
No, like, you don't know where they are.
Yes, yeah.
The Mancini Awards are, if high schools care to participate in the competition, they're awards given for all sorts of categories for high school musicals every year.
Yeah.
And it's all over Western Pennsylvania.
It is. It's
Beaver Butler, Mercer
this year, and Lawrence. Yes.
So if your pit orchestra has won several Mancini Awards, you're pretty darn good.
Yeah, we probably won't say that loud, but yes, it is definitely a pretty cool title to hold.
I love some of the songs. I've always liked them. I don't like everything the Gershwins did, but Someone to Watch Over Me is... Mm-hmm. You know, a gorgeous tune. It's wonderful. I've got to say that. It's wonderful.
You know,
the way that it's, it's wonderful. Who gets to sing that? Any of you?
No, not us. Yeah. Brecken Farrell and Sammy Joe Barnes are our two leads. They're Jimmy Winter and Billy Bendix, respectively.
Do you get to sing any solos, Dory, or is it all ensemble work for you?
I do. I get a couple solos, which I'm very excited about. I sing Demon Rum, as I'm a staunch prohibitionist, by Strauss, because I want a string quartet for the wedding luncheon, and Looking for a Boy, because I actually end up very, very drunk and realize that I want love instead of just my job.
Little tip of the hat to Guys and Dolls, I'm thinking here, with a strict abolitionist, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I got to see this show. This sounds like it's going to be really fun.
Please do.
What about you, Sam? Do you get any solos, or is it all ensemble work for you?
It's all ensemble work for me. So, same. we're in Fascinating Rhythm, but we don't get to sing. We just get carried off, which is fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm also in Sweet and Lowdown, but not as my actual character, just an ensemble.
Do you have to dance?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you taken dance classes, Sam, or is this?
I have not taken dance classes, no. But there is this part where we have to jump over a rolling Brecken, so that's going to be fun to see how it turns out in showtime.
Here you are on stage in front of your peers and others, and you never had dance classes. I'd be petrified.
Yeah, well, I just do it anyway.
He's a natural.
Don't really think about it.
What about you, Dory? Do you dance?
I danced for about 1 year when I was 7, but other than that, it's just been doing musicals, so I learned choreography pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. Who's your choreographer, by the way, Jim?
Emily Kramer. She's a German teacher at the high school. It's her second year with us as choreographer.
So she gives dancing directions in German to you?
Sometimes.
She did.
Wait, really?
No.
Oh.
I'm just saying, if she did, though, I'd have to rethink this.
And what about your vocal instructor?
Vocal director is Diane Beckstead. She's a teacher at St. Luke's, and she's been with us, I think this is her fifth musical at NOC, five or six, yeah.
Takes a big staff to put a musical together,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, sometimes when you're ready to roll, it's opening night, and you look back and you say, I can't believe we did this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe we got this all done.
Yeah.
Do you hold tryouts before the Christmas holiday break?
We do. We finish the fall play right before Thanksgiving. After Thanksgiving, we announce the musical, and then a couple days later, our auditions, first Saturday in December. So we run a series of auditions and callbacks in December, and the cast list goes up right before the break. We do a script read.
So you're able to start studying a little bit over a holiday break, which nobody does, of course, right?
Won't confirm nor deny.
No, you do it a little bit, you know.
A little bit. I think thinking about your character more than studying.
And, I mean, you have to, because when you come back after a holiday break, things go pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Especially, NOC traditionally does their musical in early March, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So you're one of the first ones to raise the curtain on the musical. You don't have any time to waste.
Yeah, no.
Full steam ahead.
Yeah.
We've been fortunate, too, without weather issues. We've been, I hate to even say that, but I think we lost 6 days of rehearsal last year, but this
three
year,
days
I think,
in a row.
Three mm-hmm. days in a row. Yeah, this year, I think we lost one, which comparatively is fantastic.
Yeah.
We've been able to have all our time to rehearse.
If the forecast this week is correct, you're in the clear.
Yeah.
So, I think you're going to be safe. Everybody's crossing their finger.
Yeah.
Well, take a quick break. Come back. I want to talk more with our guests. I want to talk with these young adults who are here about their future plans, too, or at least what they think might be their future plans. You're listening to It's Your Turn on WISR. Students from NOC High School are with us, where this weekend the curtain goes up on the spring musical at NOC. Nice work if you can get it. We will be right back.
They have lived a lifetime caring for others, and the time has come for others to care for them. LifeSteps Senior Day Program, a trusted provider for over 30 years, can help. LifeSteps provides a safe, medically monitored environment, providing meals and socialization. Seniors can keep their medical provider while retaining their property and offering respite to family members. Free trial visits are available. Call LifeSteps today at 724-283-1010 or visit lifesteps.net.
On March 7th, the Butler County Symphony Orchestra pays tribute to Arthur Fiedler Pops, the legendary Boston conductor who unstuffed orchestral music. Be in your seats at the Intermediate High School by 7:30 to hear classics such as the 1812 Overture, Light Cavalry Overture, The Typewriter, The Syncopated Clock, and The Beatles Medley. To attend, purchase tickets at the box office or online at butlersymphony.org.
Welcome back, good friends. Great to have you with us on It's Your Turn today, and how nice to have three students from NOC High School. You're all seniors, right?
Yes.
Yes. Correct.
Yeah.
And with us here in the studio, Stephanie Justy, Dory Shearer, and Sam Thinnes, and also Jen Bronder is here, who's a teacher at NOC and the director of the high school musicals there. How do you pick what you're going to do? Do you go back and forth? Do you have a list, you know, like when the Steelers are getting ready for the draft next month, and you keep whittling it down?
That is it, yeah. I mean, all the directors get together after this show's over. We'll get together maybe April or May, and we'll come up with a list of probably almost 20 shows, somewhere between 15 and 20, and then of ones that we want to look at. I'll order those scripts, and we'll start listening to the soundtracks. And really, when we get back, Mr. Hayden's busy with marching band, and I'm busy with fall play, but we try to have it narrowed down to maybe from 15 to, I don't know, in half, 7 or 8. All the directors are looking at scripts and thinking about who they have and what their strengths are. And then from that 7 or 6, we meet right before Thanksgiving. All the directors meet, our tech director, Jeanette Adams, who's a retired art teacher at NOC, and Mr. Hayden, Mrs. Beckstead, Frau Kramer, and I. We meet and talk about the pluses and minuses of each one and what we think we might want to do. And we decide right before Thanksgiving, and then we announce it to the kids right after. But it's a very complex process.
A lot of considerations for selecting a high school musical. Some material is not appropriate for that age group.
Yeah.
In some cases, there are good shows. 1776 comes to mind. Mm-hmm. But there are 462 men and only 2 women in that show. So it's tough to do that at the high school level. And then there's... from a musical standpoint, there's the complexity of the music.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephanie, you would know that. Something like Jesus Christ Superstar, for example, incredibly hard book, you know, all kind of different music. I mean, it's a rock opera, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, what are young people, talented as they are, mm-hmm. able to handle, you know, at that age. So fun stuff. Stephanie, let me ask you, do you intend to consider a musical career later in life, or do you have any idea what you're going to be doing a year from now? You'll be graduating in a couple of months from NOC.
Yes, so I do have a pretty set path at this point. Music will be in my future, just not as a profession or anything. I plan to be going to Geneva College for a dual major in history and secondary education. And I've been speaking with my admissions counselor, and I'm going to definitely be continuing with marching band and hopefully their concert band as well, just
excellent.
To keep playing.
Yeah. Geneva's in Beaver Falls, is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you might teach?
Yes, I would love to teach high school. High school American history is my goal.
You've probably had some pretty good teachers at NOC over the past few years, huh?
I've been blessed with incredible teachers these past years, and I don't think I would have this passion for teaching if it weren't for them.
Hmm. Are you all set to go, Geneva? You're in and everything?
I am, yes. I have everything set up. I actually was just recently accepted into their honors program as well, which was very exciting for me. And I'm full. I can't wait.
Good for you. What about you, Sam? What are you going to be doing a year from now, or don't you have any idea whatsoever?
Well, I might not have it as together as Stephanie over here does, but I'm going to try to go to BC3 for 2 years and then transfer over to Slippery Rock, and then I'm going to try to double major in theater and history. Going to try to teach high school in history. I'm going to try to teach history in high school and then try to direct shows with that as well.
You double majors, people. Mm-hmm. I mean, I struggle to get through one major, let alone a double major. Well, that's terrific.
Yeah,
what you decide to do, that's great. And by the way, a lot of people take their first 2 years of undergraduate work at BC3.
Mm-hmm.
For one thing, it's a bargain.
I think it's incredibly smart of you to do that.
Yeah. Very, very good idea. And by the process of elimination, Dory, we come to you. Do you have any plans for your future, or are you still kind of up in the air?
I do have some plans. I'm planning on going to Duquesne for pharmacy.
Oh, wow. That's like 13 years or something, isn't it?
It's actually only 6.
Oh, okay. That's a long time to be booking, 6 years.
Yeah, but it will be worth it. I've always wanted to help people, and I don't have what it takes to be a doctor, but pharmacy will
That's a tough curriculum, too. Yeah.
It is, yeah.
Your grades must be pretty good.
I do all right.
modest, too.
I was saying.
No, I'm serious. Yeah. That is a very rigorous, what am I telling you? You obviously know. Very rigorous curriculum. And
it will be,
for
but
6 years.
Duquesne's, it will prepare me for whatever.
Yeah, and just to get a bachelor's, that's like getting a master's in any other field to go that long.
Yeah, I think I'll graduate with a doctorate, like a PhD.
Oh, that's terrific.
Oh,
great. Well, we can come to you for pills.
Yeah.
Jen and I have no idea yet what we're going to do when we grow up.
Yeah, that's right.
Again, tickets for the Nauk High School musical, Nice Work If You Can Get It, are still available, but in particular for the weekend, this weekend, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Saturday and Sunday. I think there aren't too many left for Friday. I haven't checked the house count in a while, but that usually sells out very quickly. And Sunday afternoon is a good time to go as well. Sunday at 2, Saturday at 7:30.
Are there many sets for this show? Some musicals have many, many sets. It makes it difficult, too, for high schools to put on.
There's actually one, like, set that stays the whole show, and then we just use our mid-traveler and different props very wisely.
Well, that's very much up to a director. That's one of the things that Jen does. You know, I've seen shows in some places where they had 15 different sets, and I've seen them done on a single set, you know, in another place. I've seen them done with far less people. I saw Anything Goes with 6 people.
Wow.
Whoa.
I know. I still can't. It was excellent. It was at the theater up in Niagara-on-the-Lake.
Oh, yeah.
The Shaw Festival.
Mm-hmm.
6 people. Obviously playing multiple parts. Mm-hmm. They could all tap dance up a storm, too.
Well, these guys are going to be tap dancing.
Yeah. That's been a very exciting part.
A little tap dance.
There are tap numbers in this one.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating rhythm, especially. And it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. 2 of my favorite songs.
Do you have to tap, Dory?
I don't. I had to tap last year for Oklahoma, though, because I played Ann Eller. So in Kansas City, I had to tap. But since my character does not participate in those songs, as they're supposed to be distracting me from something else.
I just saw a Fred Astaire movie this weekend on Turner Classic Movies. I mean, that guy could tap.
Yeah.
And he looked like he was walking down the street, like it was absolutely effortless. Huh?
Yeah. Our lead, Brecken Farrell, has been taking tap lessons for 7 years, I think, at Pittsburgh Musical Theater, so he taps up a storm, too.
Have we mentioned most of the leads? I'm sure we don't have time to mention everybody that's in the show, but...
Cookie McGee is played by Jack Ioli. Eileen Evergreen is played by Torrance Bujuzik. Jimmy Winter's mom, Millicent, is played by Abby McCauley. Duke Mahoney is played by Brady Collins. And Jeannie is played by Caroline Tanner. Did I get everybody?
Jeannie Muldoon.
Jeannie Muldoon, yes.
Have you all done many shows before? I know, Stephanie, you've played in the Pitt Orchestra for 4 years already, four shows. What about you, Dory? Have you done all the work?
I have done all 4 musicals with Nauk, and then I've actually been in community theater since I was 6.
Oh, really?
Yeah, up at Sing Hosanna with Mr. Christie and Summer Dramatics with Mr. Cavaliero.
So you got the acting bug early, huh?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, my dad has acted since he was in high school. His sisters were in it. It's just something he and my sisters do to connect, because he had the sports with the boys.
Well, Ralph Christie and Gordon Cavaliero are both good directors.
They're wonderful,
good mentors.
Yeah.
What about you, Sam? Have you done a lot of stage work down at Nauk?
I've only done 2 musicals. This is my second one.
Mm-hmm.
But I've done most of the fall plays, and I really enjoy fall plays better than musical, because I'm not a singing type guy. I'm more of like the acting guy.
What was the other musical that you did?
We just did Almost Maine this year, and that's when I had to be 3 different people. And that was very fun. And there seemed to be like polar opposite of each other. There was one who was very, like, he couldn't feel pain or something. The other one was going through a rough marriage, and then the other one was just, I don't even know how to describe him. He was very weird and just wanted to just date this one girl and kept trying.
That was your fall show?
Almost Maine was the fall show.
I love that show.
Yeah.
I saw it, I'd never heard of it before, and I went to the Butler Little Theater, did it about 5 years ago. And I went with absolutely no expectations. I was blown away. I love it.
Yeah. It's a lovely show. It's so sweet. I've wanted to do it for a long time. I was excited to get to do it this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really fun to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really different than anything we had done.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in addition to being fun, I think when you're at high school age or even earlier, or like Dory, it's important to be able to get up in front of people and talk, or maybe even sing or dance or perform. You're going to need those skills later in life.
Exactly.
I mean, I know people, I know very intelligent people who are, they're just incapable of doing that. Even if they're at a meeting or something, they're, you know, petrified about standing up and speaking or something like that.
Yeah.
And in today's day and age, everybody has to do that, you know, if you're going to be a success. So once you do it a couple of times and, you know, get over that fear, then you're home free.
Exactly.
Or,
until you're standing in the wings waiting for that cue. And then it's time to go. And I agree with you, Sam. Being in a musical is more...
Challenging.
Yeah. Scarier.
Yeah, last year, my first show for Oklahoma, first musical ever, and I ended up getting a solo. So that was very difficult and very scary for me because I'm not used to singing in front of large groups of people, but I did it anyway.
He did great. Yeah. He did great.
Well, did all of you know each other before you were cast in this show? There's still a bond that you get, though, right?
You
when
do.
You've worked
oh, absolutely,
with,
yeah.
you know, for 8 weeks or so, however long you work with people.
All of those inside jokes.
Yeah,
it's like another family.
And then you do the show, and, you know, sometimes there's a rough spot, then you you get through it, you know, and then, you really feel good about it. Then you got that bittersweet feeling when it's all over.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, it won't be over until Sunday afternoon. For Knock High School's musical, Nice Work If You Can Get It. If you love the music of George and Ira Gershwin, and I do.
Me too.
There's a ton of Gershwin songs in this show.
It's incredible,
It'd be good to hear them. Nice of you all to come here today.
Thank you for having us.
And I'm probably taking you out of class, right?
I won't complain.
The majority of my class is with Ms. Bronner, so.
Wow. Just so I'm not taking you out of, you know, something really fun like advanced trigonometry or something. Really nice to have you here today. Dory and Sam and Stephanie. I almost said Justine because I had your last name in my mind.
I've gotten that a couple times. Don't worry.
And Jen Broder, it's always good to see you, too.
Good to see you.
Yeah, nice to have you here. We'll take a break. More to come on It's Your Turn today. We're going to be chatting with several members of the Soroptimists of Butler. They're going to be with us on the program next, so stick around. We'll be back with more in just a couple of minutes.
The deals at Tobacco for Less just keep getting better and better. Their stores now include a great loyalty program for valued customers that can help you save on your purchases. Each dollar spent at Tobacco for Less will earn a point. And once you hit 200 points, you can redeem $10 off any purchase of $25 or more. Stock up on their various tobacco products, explore the cigar selection in their walk-in humidor, or check out the great CBD products in their health and wellness department. For all your smoking and vaping needs, visit Tobacco for Less in Butler, Sharon, and Aliquippa.
When planning a funeral, should cremation be considered? That subject comes up a lot these days, and Thompson Miller Funeral Home in Butler can help to answer your many questions about cremation. Is it appropriate for your family? Should there be an actual funeral service, keeping in mind that it's a time to celebrate the meaningful life of your loved one? And of course, we look at the bottom line. What's the cost? Thompson Miller's cremation program offers three advantages: simplicity, convenience, and it's all performed locally here in Butler. We assure you that your loved one will never leave our care at any point in the process. Let's talk it over privately right here at Thompson Miller. We've been serving the Butler community for more than 90 years. A third generation of the same family is here for you. Call us at 724-287-3706, 287-3706. Or online at www.thompson-miller.com. Thompson Miller, at the corner of East North and McCain Streets in downtown Butler. Thompson Miller, because we care.
Hi, this is Dave Malarkey. Ever have a tough time getting the motor started early in the morning? I know what you mean. Well, maybe I can help. I'd like to invite you to join me every weekday morning, Monday through Friday, for the Early Morning Show here on WISR. We start with the first local news of the day, bright and early at 5:30. We go to 9:30, and oh yes, We pause for half an hour and have coffee with Kate at 8:30 every weekday morning, too. Please join me. I'd like to share the early morning hours, 5:30 weekdays, here on WISR. Welcome back. Nice to have you with us on the program today. We have three members of the Seroptimist International Club of Butler County with us here in the studio today, including the top dog, the top administrator, and that's Sue Levish, who's president of Seroptimist International of Butler. Sue, nice to have you here.
Thank you. Nice to be here, Dave.
Also with us is Becky Plymel, a friend of mine from longstanding. Becky, good to see you. Yeah. And also Donna Seibert is here. Donna, nice to have you here as well.
Thank you very much.
So, Susan, why are the Seroptimists here today? You got a big event coming up in about a month,
Yes, we do. On April 4th, we have our Spring Fling at the Butler Country Club. Doors open at 10 a.m. The meal will be at noon. Tickets are $30 a piece, and they're all pre-sale tickets. Also, there will be at least 12 vendors. And there will be a 50-50, and there will be a basket raffle. It's always a lot of fun. We have a lot of people that come, and we invite anyone that wants to come. But remember, the tickets are pre-sale.
I had a college roommate who had a spring fling one time, but you're talking about a different sort of spring fling.
Yes, we're talking about a fundraiser.
It's going to have a Hawaiian flair to it.
Oh, really?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
That sounds kind of nice, coming off the cold snap that we had over the weekend, huh?
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
So tickets are available already?
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. And how do they get them again?
They can call me or any other Seroptimist member. My phone number, 724-822-7945.
Mm-hmm. We'll give that again before we wrap up here today. And the event takes place where?
Butler Country Club.
Going to be a pretty nice event, huh?
It will be.
Have you had this for many years?
Yes. The Butler Seroptimist has been in existence for 66 years. And they have had, I've only been a Seroptimist for about 6 years, and for as long as I have been a Seroptimist, they've always had a spring fling.
Mm-hmm. Is this the big fundraiser of the year for you, Donna?
Absolutely. Last year we rocked around the clock, and this year we're going for the Hawaiian flair. But the bottom line is we invest in dreams, and the dreams of women who are struggling to get an education to better themselves. Some of them are coming back from homelessness. Some of them have other difficulties, and we believe that helping them get their education, helping them improve their lives, not only works for them, but it works for our community. It makes everything a lot nicer.
Becky Plymel, have you been involved with the Seroptimist for a while?
Just for a couple of years, but this year I'm co-chair on the awards committee, which was really kind of fun because along with several other people, I got to choose the recipients of our scholarships. And it was really fascinating to read what so many young women have gone through and how they're trying to better themselves by getting an education. It's amazing. Our two recipients both have children. They're both working, trying to go to school at the same time, raising their kids on their own. They've had bouts with different substance abuse or homelessness or incredible physical abuse, and they've pulled themselves up, and they're not asking for a handout. They're really asking for a little bit of assistance to get themselves to the point where they can be totally self-sufficient. It was fascinating to read the different applications.
And that kind of fits right in with the mission of Seroptimist International, right, Susan?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. The Latin word for sister is soror. So it's from that that the Seroptimist International gets their name, I guess, huh? Best for your sister, so to speak.
Yes.
You know? And this is an international organization, right?
Yes, it is. It's in 21 different countries.
Hmm. Do you get to travel internationally as president of the Butler chapter? I mean, do you get to go everywhere you want, Switzerland, South Africa, no?
Hardly. I don't have that kind of income.
However, we do have the resources for us, and they've done some studies, Dave, and they found out in villages where we work to provide water, like a well, they found if they put the women in charge of the well, the whole community benefits. But I'll tell you what, Dave, when they put the men in charge of the well, then there were political, you know, implications of who could use the water and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So when we go best for women, we're talking best for everyone, because the women are the mothers and the caretakers and the people who make sure that life is good for everyone else.
Has that been a project of Sir Optimus, helping to get good water for some communities?
For some of them. In some of those countries, that is a big project that they have.
I read a Wire story about that a couple of years ago that said, that's the sort of thing that really helps people in third world countries, not so much a donation of food or something like that, as welcome as that may be, but something to help them get a good well for water. I mean, they've got that forever, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We take it for granted. You know, our water's easily accessible, but in some of those countries where you might have to walk a few miles to get to a well.
Do you have to be a member of Sir Optimus to go to the Spring Fling, Donna?
Oh, goodness, no. We have a lot of supporters out there, and people just want to have a good time. Mm-hmm. You run into women who enjoy, and men. There are men who come, too.
Yes.
They like to shop. They like to. We have really nice baskets.
Probably close to 100.
Yeah. Really? And they're very nice baskets. The meal, of course, is good. You're at the country club. It's a fun time.
Mm-hmm. Do you know anything that's going to be in some of the baskets yet?
Can you tease
us a little bit?
We haven't gotten the full list. I've only heard from a couple of people, but there's a coffee basket, there's a local entertainment basket, there will be one of our members takes gorgeous photographs, and so she has donated a beautiful sunset wrapped photograph, and then there will be some other things that go in that basket. There will be a wide variety. Of course, there will be wine baskets because those go really well. And
it's my favorite.
Yeah, gardening baskets. There will be quite a variety.
Gardening. Oh, there's a pleasant thought as we come out of winter, huh? You know, even a mild winter.
Yes.
It's March. I'm sick of it. I'm ready for spring. Well, the Spring Fling is coming up in about a month, April 4th. That is almost a month now.
Huh? Yes.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk a little bit about the programs that Sir Optimist supports. One of them is called A Place to Lay My Head. Sue Levish, what the heck is that all about?
We furnish apartments for homeless women that have gone through a series of classes, either through state programs or through the Lighthouse. They have to be working.
Mm-hmm.
They can have children, but we will furnish the apartment for the children, for the mother. They have to continue to work. At the end of 18 to 24 months, if they are self-sufficient at that time, they can take all of the furniture and everything that we have provided with them just to help them in that next step.
And this is some of the, or one of the things that is funded by your fundraiser, Spring Fling.
Yes.
We provide, when we deck out an apartment, you know, the sheets, the towels, the shower curtain, dishes, things like that, so that oftentimes when you're coming in, you haven't brought anything with you. You know, if you've left for abuse or whatever, you leave with one bag. And so we provide things in an apartment that will allow them to move into the apartment and, you know, be good to go.
Mm. Yeah, that includes maybe a television or a toaster or lamps. We make sure we get those things free. But it's a very gratifying feeling that you can give somebody else a helping hand up and maybe make a little difference in their lives.
Great program. Has this been in operation here locally for a while? A few years, anyway. Huh?
It's been started by Diane Danzig and Mary Jo Grinder, like five or six years ago.
Probably 4 or 5 years ago. And we provide brand new mattresses, brand new bedding, brand new pillows, brand new towels. So it's not like they're moving into and having to deal with used items like that. Mm-hmm. No, mm-hmm. We use gently used furniture that has been donated and that kind of thing.
It's a lot of organizational work here. Do the members of this or optimists do this? I mean, you got to find a place.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. We have a storage unit, and it is packed full of stuff. Mm. But we do, whenever we get the call that, usually if we get a call, we get a call like a day or two before, and we're told where to go. And so we take everything.
Talking with members of the Sir Optimist International of Butler County. Sir Optimists have been around for, I think you said, Sue, 60 years?
66.
Yeah? What about the local chapters? Anybody know how long?
That is the local chapter.
Oh, that is the local chapter.
Yes. The chapter started 100 years ago in California, and then it came across the United States. It's in other countries now, so we are now an international. We've been an international group for a while.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk more with our guests, Sir Optimists All, here on the It's Your Turn program for a Monday. Stick around. We'll be back right after these words.
Spring ahead with Battery Warehouse Plus. Sunday, March 8th is daylight savings time, and it's the perfect time to change the batteries in your clocks, smoke detectors, and flashlights, too. Stop by Battery Warehouse Plus March 2nd through 7th and get 9-volt batteries for just $1.25 each. While you're at it, grab a flashlight or two and stock up on double and triple A, C, and D batteries. You know you're going to need them. Battery Warehouse Plus, West Cunningham Street, Butler, or Route 422 Katanning near Dairy Queen.
The Young Funeral Home of Butler invites you to stop by their Jefferson Street location, downtown Butler, to talk about pre-arrangements. Not the easiest thing to do, but necessary. And the Young family will walk you through the process, making it very comfortable and really easy to take care of. You'll experience peace of mind knowing that your wishes and plans will be carried out to the last detail. Call the Young Funeral Home in Butler today to make an appointment with a member of the Young family. Generations of the Young family have been caring for generations of Butler families for well over 40 years. The Young Funeral Home, West Jefferson Street in Butler. Welcome back, friends. Great to have you with us on the It's Your Turn program on a Monday. It's kind of gray the last time I looked out. Still gray?
Yes.
Raining yet when you came in, though? No rain?
No, not yet.
It's coming, baby. But hey, it's warm, so.
Yes, it is.
You know, yesterday morning, when I got up, it was 14 degrees, and this morning it was 45. I mean, what a difference from in 24 hours. Unbelievable. So it's a little gray, so it's going to be a little wet later on, so what? Three members of the Sir Optimist International Butler County chapter are with us here in the studio today. Donna Seibert, Becky Plymal, and Sue Levish. I wanted to talk a little bit more. Becky mentioned the scholarships that the Sir Optimist offers to assist non-traditional female students who are seeking higher education to improve their lives and the lives of their children. This is actually a grant, Donna, right?
That is correct. If you have to go to college and you can't get there because your car doesn't work or you need someone to watch your children, we give them the freedom to use that money as they need to accomplish their goals. We're not dictating that it has to be for books or for tuition. That's their decision. They get to use that money as they need.
And even the method that they use to get their education, it's up to them, right, Becky? I mean, it could be online or in person or
that's
what?
Correct. We have two winners this year. They each win $1,000. One is a senior at Duquesne. She's in education and is finishing her student teaching at the moment. Mm. I've talked to her numerous times, and she just sounds absolutely delightful, very, very well-spoken, has two children, had a really difficult late teenage years with several different things that happened with her, and that she has pulled herself up is amazing. Our second winner is from Leechburg. She has four children, and she works a full-time job at, I think it's Camp World, Campers World somewhere, and she takes online classes in a business administration. I think she's got, she thought probably 2 more years because she doesn't go full time. But I think she's going to use our grant to help with childcare so that she can block out a part of time on a Saturday afternoon to, for somebody to watch her kids so that she can devote herself uninterrupted to studying for an amount of time on a Saturday afternoon. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, she has a plan.
A great helping hand from the Butlers or Optimists. You also, I understand, support a Girl Scout troop here in the Butler area. Is that right, Sue?
Yes, we do. Donna knows a lot more about that than I do.
It's a blended troop, which is kind of interesting. And the lady that runs it is a young woman who's attending college. And she's wonderful, and the kids are very interactive. We did the Girl Scout Christmas party for them. We brought Santa Claus in and got to watch them make crafts and eat pizza, and they're going to be our leaders of tomorrow. I mean, Girl Scouts treat them to be courageous and strong, and so, again, with our theme of making the world a better place, we're better to start than in our own town with our own kids.
I don't know how you make time to do all these projects. It's wonderful.
Terrific. We could always use more help.
That's right. Yes. Definitely.
Can people join Sir Optimist? I mean, if a woman would be interested,
absolutely.
How would she get more information, Sue?
Well, she needs to get a hold of somebody that is a Sir Optimist so that she can be brought into the group. Anybody can join.
Do you meet on a regular basis or just have planning sessions for this variety of projects?
We meet once a month. We meet the third Tuesday of every month. We meet August through May. And then we're off June and July.
Mm-hmm. Well, you need a little time off. Everybody does, yeah. You also have a program called Dream It, Be It. Becky, what's that all about? Dream It, Be It?
Do you know that?
It's a program that's going to support high school kids, high school girls, to have sort of like a mentor. We've had some difficulty getting that particular program off the ground. Mm-hmm. We've had trouble finding the right combination partner of people to get it going. Mm-hmm. But the ultimately, our goal is to provide young women with mentors and good role models so that they can move on.
Basic life skills, you know, just to have somebody support them. For example, at the North Atlantic region, which is, you know, we're the local chapter, and then you go up one level, we sponsored the conference last year, and we got to hear some of the winners from the Live Your Dream Awards that we're presenting. Mm-hmm. And they won at a regional level, and they were talking about how just knowing that somebody cared enough about them to give them the scholarship to the grant and support them, because we check on these women. I mean, Becky talks to our scholarship winners, and they said that that made such a difference in their life that someone believed they could do it. And it was a great impression on me when I was listening to these women speak. And these women have been through horrible, horrible things. This, one of the women was raped. You know, some of them had substance abuse. There was even a veteran who had fallen on homelessness. And all these women were coming back, and they were getting their degrees, and they had self-confidence that they were going to go farther. And they came up there and said, we appreciated the financial support, but what really made the difference to us is that somebody thought that we could do it. Mm. And we'd like to extend that out, not just to women, but to people who are younger women who are coming up in their formative years. Somebody cares. We care. We know they can do it.
As they say in the late night info commercials, there's still more. Sir Optimist chapter here in Butler has helped to make blankets, fleece blankets for,
yes,
for people
for
that are undergoing chemotherapy?
We make them for the cancer centers. They're fleece blankets. We had a member named Michelle who died from breast cancer, and so this is in memory of her. So we get together a couple times a year. We make a bunch of blankets, and then we have them presented to the different cancer centers here in Butler.
You guys ought to give time management classes to people who say they're too busy. This is fantastic. It says here, ask about the Ruby winner. So I'm asking about the Ruby winner, Becky Blumel. What's that?
Well, our group recently chose community volunteer Judy Barkley, who was very, very involved with Humane Society as well as other things, but the Humane Society is her big thing. And we have a community volunteer that we recognize every year. There are a lot of award winnings out there, you know, distinguished service, all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. This one is from The Soroptimist. It's for a woman who quietly does a wonderful job of supporting her community. We feel Judy is the embodiment of that with her work. She does a lot of fundraising for different organizations, but specifically the Humane Society. She was a driving force behind making the Humane Society a no-kill shelter and was involved before it was a no-kill shelter.
I did not know that. No.
Mm-hmm. And she'll tell you that. She's extremely involved in the Humane Society. She's an honorary board member. She's helped to raise a lot of money for the Humane Society. And she does a lot of things with the hospital and a number of other organizations. I call her the basket lady because whenever I need a basket made for some fundraiser, I call Judy and she does a great job at helping me decorate it and put it all together.
How do you find women who can use a hand? Do they come to you? Do they call you? Do you get tips from other people that so-and-so might need a helping hand? All of the above?
All of the above. Mm-hmm. You know, different groups reach out to us.
The scholarships come. Yeah. There's an online application that scholarship applicants look at. I started that project in November, and I think we had to have some choices to them by the end of January. And so that's the applicants probably submitted their application at the end of the summer or at least in September. So it's been a long process. So that's one way.
Mm-hmm. So there's an online page or a Facebook page or something for Soroptimist about.
We actually have a Facebook page, mm-hmm. Soroptimist. I forget what we call it.
I think it's SBIC, isn't it?
SBIC, yeah. Yeah. You can look it up. But I also, when you were thinking about scholarships, we also have one endowed with BC3 that goes to a BC3 student that we raised $10,000 over a period of time and endowed a scholarship with them. So we are always trying to support our community and listen to its needs and try and respond. We also have a group of our women who go to a senior center home and do bingo because they feel that need and they try to fulfill that. So we have women are varied and different, and we all come together and we try to take care of every need that we can come up with.
You have quite an age range of women who are in the Butler chapter of Soroptimist, Sue?
I would say we do.
Yeah,
I would say we do.
From
the
30s to...
I would say the youngest one's probably about 30. Yeah. Maybe not even quite, but about 30.
Right.
On up.
Yeah, on up, way up.
We could use more. We could use...
absolutely.
You know, if you're out there and you're looking for a group to donate some time, and the thing with our group is, you know... sometimes you have a lot of time you can give, and sometimes you don't. You may be working, and then other women fill in, and they pick up what needs to be done. There's no recriminations and that sort of thing. You come in, and you do what you can, and then somebody else will come in and support you with it. So if you're out there, and you're thinking, I would like to be involved in something, I would like to help other women, give Sue a call.
Yeah.
We'll get you in there. Check us out.
It's SIBC, Soroptimist International, Butler County. That's what it would be. That's how you would find us.
Well, that's very well put, Donna. And I know a lot of people who would like to volunteer, but they want to make sure that they're, you know, having an effect, that they're leaving a mark, not just doing busy work somewhere, you know. So, hey, listen to all these things we've talked about that Soroptimist International Butler County does. Wow. Call Sue if you're thinking about getting more information.
What was that number again, Sue?
724-822-7945.
And you can call me off the air. I have her number if you didn't get it written down. Also, the Spring Fling is coming up April 4th. It's a big fundraiser. Forrester Optimus, various charitable programs, and so on. Could people still donate a basket or even make a monetary donation? Is it too late for that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We'll come and get it.
Mm. Yes.
And you could buy a whole table if you have a bunch of friends and you'd like to just have a fun afternoon out. Let us know. You can buy all of a table, part of a table, one seat.
Sue, will you go over the details, the date and location, and exactly what's going to happen at the Spring Fling once again?
We're going to have this on April 4th at the Butler Country Club, starting at 10 o'clock. It's when the doors open.
Mm-hmm.
There is valet parking available for those that would like to have valet parking. We will have at least 12 vendors there. It's a wide variety of products that would be available for people to purchase items if they so choose.
And browse. Also, it's fun to browse.
Oh, yes. And there's also a 50-50, and there's the basket raffle.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the meal is always very good.
Oh, it's wonderful.
And then we have a buy a prize. So we have a lot of little items that are donated for the buy a prize.
That goes really fast, by the way.
That does.
For tickets, you can call Sue Levish at 724-822-7945 for more information. The Spring Fling Saturday. It's a Saturday, right? April 4th. For Sir Optimist International, Butler County. Sue, Donna, Becky, nice to have you here today.
Nice to be here.
Nice to talk to all of you. What great work you do. Your club. It's super, super.
Thank you.
That wraps up our program for today. Stay dry. That'll be impossible, I think, later on today, but it'll be warm anyway. And I hope you can join us tomorrow for the Tuesday edition of It's Your Turn here on WISR 1230 tomorrow.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 1230 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.
Catch up to you.